there's always something each of us happen to be a little more particular about than others. Some people simply cannot stand dirty dishes and has to wash them right after using them. Some people would rather starve than eat anything less than delicious. It may be so insignificant and trivial that no one else can understand, but they are our own little quirks and obsessions, our little own pet peeves. Now, when it's someone else's pet peeve, it's easy to think, oh, why do you have to be so particular? You're tiring yourself for no reason. And let's be honest, being next to someone who is a little too particular can be indeed taxing. But those little quasi-obsessions also have the power to put a smile on our face or to make our days a little more enjoyable. They make our individual selves a little more unique. Speaking of being particular, it is a particularly beautiful season right now, is it not? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Kim Jin-pyo. It was his song, Yunani, especially featuring Shin Ye-won. Haven't heard that song in a while, so it was kind of a nice nostalgic way to start things off. Now, I was talking about being particular about things. Everyone's got their little things, whether it be a pet peeve, something that kind of annoys you, or a pet obsession, if you will, that something that seems to matter to you especially more than others, perhaps. I mean, there's also quirks, little idiosyncrasies that we all have in our behavior, right? Perhaps you have to wear your pants left leg first. There's people like that, right? Or maybe you can't leave the house without making your bed. Or maybe you hate it when people dog-ear your book, so I know that that annoys a lot of my friends, right? Oh, don't fold the pages of the book. Don't write in a book. That's definitely a pet peeve. I think a pet peeve for me is when I go to a restaurant and I see a typo on menus. That just drives me crazy. Sometimes it looks like there was a mistake in printing, but if it's not a mistake in printing, it's just a mistake in writing, it's like, but you had so much time to prepare this menu. And just check for typos. Just ask someone to proofread it. I don't know. It's kind of an anal quirk. I don't know why it bothers me. And I guess if I had like a quirky habit, I don't have a left leg or right leg that I put my pants on first. I think it's just all whatever goes in first. But I do, when I enter the bathroom in my apartment, I like to walk in and have the slippers in the bathroom, because we use bathroom slippers here in Korea for the most part, because things get wet, the floor gets wet. And I like those slippers to be facing right perfectly front and center, so I can just slip my feet in and don't break my stride as I walk into the bathroom. So in order for this to be achieved, it requires me to, when I walk out and exit the bathroom, I always walk out walking backwards, right? So that those slippers are ready to go. So that's kind of a quirk of mine that I really like. It just makes home life a little bit more smoother for me. Well, see, everybody has one of those really weird, quirky little things. So I think it would be kind of fun to maybe share our pet peeves or quirks today here on OFD with me. You can share with our fellow listeners as well. And of course, while you're at it, definitely do share with us where you are. Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment, so tell me where you are and what you're up to today as you're tuning into our show. While at it, send in any song requests, as well as your sayonder, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything as well. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can go ahead and use that chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will be joining me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so stay tuned. I'll be back with our roll call after this. Here is Kim Hyun-chul with 봄이 와, Spring is Coming, featuring Roller Coaster. 1FINEDAY is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it is currently 5:24 p.m. Another lovely, lovely day. So pretty, and guess what? The fine dust levels back down a little bit, so we had some decent air to walk around in, if it was your want to walk around today. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you all may be up to today. Where are you? Listener Zian Harta 219 says, Hi, Lena and me. I'm doing great today. How about you? I'm eating my lunch this afternoon, and even though I'm quite busy with my studies and new homework, I'm still going on. Check. But I hope you have an amazing day today. I'm very relaxed when I hear the music that you play. I don't know why, but I felt very energetic. Coo-coo-coo. Oh, very cute. Add in the Korean emojis in there as well. So glad to know that everything is going well for you. You're busy with your studies, but hopefully OFD is keeping you good company. Mogire Machuki just simply sends us a little hands up. Yes. Hello, hello. Mokles Raman says, good morning from Bangladesh. Take care. Hiro Joshim says, I'm from USA. Well, hello there. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for letting us know where you are listening from. Coolie0111 says, Hi, Lena. Today, I cut my hand while washing a kitchen knife. Ooh. And I dropped a coffee cup and it spilled on my bag. I am feeling meh. I think I should go straight home today. It's not like I had plans anyway. Cuckoo. Oh, no, no. Oh, my goodness. That just sounds like not a great day. It's one of those Murphy's Law days. And everybody, we all have them. I hope you didn't hurt yourself too badly. And yes, maybe go home and just relax. And yes, give yourself an excuse to just veg and relax. Because you gotta be careful. Okay, let's look at our song requests. Our first request comes from listener Yulbro1317, who wrote, 언니, 안녕하세요. You are in my dream today. You appear in my dream once a month. I was so, so happy to see you, even if it was only in my dream. I hope things will get better so that I'll be able to see you in real life soon. It is such a clear day today. My request song is 만나러 가는 길 by me, 박정현. All right, well, appearing in your dream once a month, that's a lot, I have to say. Although, perhaps if you are a regular listener of OFD, and from Monday through Friday you're hearing my voice for 2 hours a day, I guess it makes sense that maybe I will be showing up in your dream. CrystalM77 writes, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. It's a languid Thursday that feels like a Friday. Even though the weeks seem to go so fast these days, on weekdays, I still wish the weekend would be here sooner. Anyway, the number of confirmed patients reached 700 today. There were a lot of patients in my city of Namyangju too, so I think I'd have to be more careful too. The world without COVID will come for sure, but I wonder when it will be. Let's all do what we can individually to beat the coronavirus. And requests the song 빛나는 당신을 위해 by 적재 and 권진아. Yes, it was a shock to look at the news reports today. You know, I look every day and for the past few months, 300, 400, and bam, 700. I mean, we thought it was a lot yesterday, but today was an all-time high since probably the winter time. It is a little discouraging. Maybe I'm thinking because we've just all been enjoying the beautiful weather and, you know, maybe we're just going to cafes and, you know, more places than we wouldn't do normally in bad weather. I don't know what it is. But I do agree with you. We should all do what we can individually to beat the coronavirus. If I can do 3 things carefully today, I will try and do 4 things carefully instead. Hopefully, kind of that community mass effort will make a huge difference and we can kind of flatten this curve again. So yes, fighting everybody. All right, let's enjoy those 2 request songs right now. First up is one of mine. It is me, 박정현, with 만나러 가는 길 en route. Followed by 빛나는 당신을 위해 for you, my sunshine, by 적재 and 권진아. 적재 and 권진아 singing 빛나는 당신을 위해 for you, my sunshine. And before that, we heard one of mine. It was 만나러 가는 길 or en route. Listener Dreamy says, what you said about menus, I was talking about how there'll be like grammatical or spelling issues on menus. Drives me nuts. A famous bubble tea place in Korea had a sign up that said, 화장실을 깨끗이 이용 부탁드립니다. Please keep the bathroom clean. In Korean. But then in English, please clean the bathroom. Ouch. So we joked that, hey, they're being discriminatory against foreigners. Yes, you know, Korean readers just, you know, use it. Be clean when you use the bathroom. But foreigners, English speakers, can you please clean the bathroom? Really, I wish people would get some help when writing menus or notices. Yes, right? That's what I'm saying. Kim Ji-soo also has a comment about pet peeves, and he says, I do feel uncomfortable when I see things like 떡볶이 spelled wrong. Yeah, okay, that definitely. For Korean, I'm definitely very, very sensitive to spelling mistakes in English. Like, I see it, it's all I can see, and I sort of obsess and get tunnel vision going, oh, that's spelled wrong. It's the same for Korean readers as well. So when I'm writing in Korean, I get extra paranoid that I'll make a spelling mistake because I don't want to give other people that discomfort, right? That we feel. Jisoo Kim 0801 says, you know, it can sound a bit silly, but I was thinking with that equipment in front of you is, I think this is referring to our Instagram pic, because it's kind of funny that it only has scratches on its back near the hole. Maybe people were trying to hang it on a nail and kept failing to guess where the hole is. Or I know that is an annoying thing because I underwent the same thing when I tried to hang a clock on a wall recently. It's interesting that you mentioned that. I think we actually noticed that as well when Liz and I took the picture, all the scratches around the hole. I don't know, maybe people were trying to furiously plug something in there and they couldn't get it right either. We couldn't figure it out. Listener, I'm Kelly, writes, I like today's picture, capturing the moment that Lena is occupied with work. The sky is blue without clouds and such beautiful weather, warm temperature and clear sky. I'm thinking to myself, wow, can I enjoy both at the same time? But in contrast to the beautiful weather outside, we face another potential crisis that could cause significant disruption. I won't let my guard down. Let's stay safe. Yes, it's so true. Ironic on such a beautiful day. We're always complaining so much about either if the the air is good, then it's cold outside, or if it's warm outside, the air is bad. Well, we have both. It's warm and the air is good, and yet we have to be more diligent than ever, right? Because we had a nice little reality check today with the COVID numbers. Alicia Y. writes, around a month ago, I was playing around on an online shopping site. I was thoroughly impressed and amazed by some stuff that you can get these days. Instant hot water dispensers with 7 temperatures to choose from. Electronic contact lens cleaning devices. Electronic cup warmers, etc. And they weren't too expensive, so I ended up ordering several of such items to give them a try. These had to be delivered by sea from China to Australia, and after a month of waiting, they finally arrived. And is this what it feels like to be a kid again? I just can't help playing with my toys now. That instant hot water dispenser, I made 5 cups of water with it within the first hour just because I could. That sounds fantastic. Especially, I remember all my friends who wore contact lenses, really, really so annoying, apparently, to constantly clean it. But if you have like a fancy cleaning device, then hey, that's a game changer, sure. Listener KMJHYN says, hi, Lena, can I make a song request? Well, of course. And KM requested Chukje, or Festival. We'll listen to that right now. It is Chukje by Mellow Monks. 모든 막이 내리고 축제 You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Yunmi Jang says, Onni, I caught a cold. Oh, so sorry. I had a sore throat and the chills last night, and now I'm dizzy. I think I may have dressed too lightly because the sunlight was so warm. I had to get a shot at the doctor's, and it hurts so much. There's so much to do at home, and the kids want me to do so many things for them. No rest for me. You. Be careful so that you don't catch a cold on me. Ooh, definitely. I will definitely take that to heart. It is very easy to catch a cold because it's still, you know, a little chilly at nighttime and so much warmer during the day. It's really hard to kind of, your body is being exposed to extreme environments. And so definitely a good reminder to stay diligent. Let's see, Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연언니. Are you having a good day? I am. I've been running a little late all day, but other than that, pretty good. I was supposed to get the AZ vaccine next week, and I was getting my mind ready for it, but the vaccine's been put on hold today, and I found myself letting out a sigh of relief. I guess I didn't really want to get it. I do believe we are doing a good job, but there's still a bit of anxiety. When I see the number of confirmed patients rising, I catch myself thinking, will it ever be over? I wish it won't be long before we'll be able to travel freely again. 언니도 코로나 조심 또 조심하시고요. Oh yes, definitely so. Yes, it seems like there's so much drama with the AZ vaccine, but overwhelmingly the articles that I read is that it's still better to get it than not. So I guess if you have an opportunity, then yeah, go for it. PSY05902 says, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. Right now, I'm taking after-school Korean classes. I love online classes. To be honest, I'm actually studying English in secret. Thanks to online classes, because I don't go out much, my hay fever isn't so bad, so I'm really happy about that. But there was a confirmed patient at a private academy near my school, so a lot of students are getting tested and quarantining themselves, and it's quite worrying. Oh my, so sorry to hear, but yes, with that many patients confirmed here in this province near the capital, we're definitely going to know at least 2 to 3 degrees of separation of someone who is a confirmed patient, right? So definitely be careful and get tested if you have to, or quarantine yourself if you have to, and just try and be as safe as you possibly can. All right, good luck, everybody. I will be right back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here's No Reply with Nae Boom, My Spring, featuring Cheese. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today we'll listen to two songs about little things that make us happy. Yes, we were talking about little things that annoy us. Well, now we're going to be positive and listen to two songs that makes us think of happy things, which is the title of the K-pop song we'll listen to by J-Rabbit. Now, J-Rabbit is this female indie duo, and they say that they wanted to make music that would give strength and comfort to a lot of people, and I think it's safe to say that they are doing a great job so far. When you're looking for that go-to song of encouragement or comfort, J-Rabbit's always at the top of the list, that's for sure. Their song, Happy Things, was a part of their second studio album entitled Looking Around, and it was released in 2012. And it has since become one of the first songs that come to a lot of people's minds when they think of J-Rabbit. Definitely a signature track. Really fun lyrics, too. This song is sort of kind of a big old laundry list of things that just make you happy by imagining them. And here are a few examples. Having lots of time on a morning with a refreshing breeze. Looking good and pretty no matter what I wear. Walking while listening to a song I like. Getting on that bus right on time. A seat freeing up right in front of me during a busy morning rush hour, when things go smoothly according to expectations. Now, those are some of the English translations of the lyrics. I don't do it justice, but just by reading it, you gotta really listen to how witty and cute they sound. As for the non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to a globally famous song, My Favorite Things, from the musical The Sound of Music. Now, after this song was first heard on Broadway back in 1959, and the amazing Julie Andrews sang the song for the film version of the musical in 1965, so many artists have since covered and recorded the song. Even Ariana Grande based her 2019 hit song, Seven Rings, on this very tune, too. Today, we're going to listen to a recording by American actor and singer Leslie Odom Jr., who's won both a Grammy Award and a Tony Award for his role in the musical Hamilton. Now, he recorded My Favorite Things for his second Christmas album, which was released in 2016. And as for the lyrics, very similar to J-Rabbit. It's sort of a listing, right? A listing of things that make you happy. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Yes, we all know the lyrics, we all know the melody to that, so feel free to sing along. Let's listen. Here's Happy Things by J-Rabbit and My Favorite Things by Leslie Odom Jr. We just heard Leslie Odom Jr. with My Favorite Things, and before that it was J-Rabbit with Happy Things. A lot of people, well, Kim Ji-soo in particular, was surprised that The Sound of Music in general, the music was so old. Yes, it is. We've grown up with that story. It is actually based on the real-life trials of this family, right, from World War II, even older, right? Alicia says, this version of My Favorite Things sounds so depressing. Maybe because they turned it into minor keys. To me, it gave it a new depth and more nostalgia. Amazing, amazing version. GHSK Fen09 says, Leslie Odom Jr. is an Oscar nominee this year for One Night in Miami, a great singer and a great actor. Yes, very exciting. He plays Sam Cooke, the legendary Sam Cooke in One Night in Miami. Definitely a movie I want to check out. And good luck to him. I'm such a geek. I just remember him from all the TV shows he used to do, right? When he was like still kind of getting his start. Really, really talented. Okay. Glad that this parallel universe today really kind of incited a lot of remarks. Coming up in part two of our show, though, it will be our Thursday segment, The Words, so that we can take a close look into the words of some popular K-pop numbers, and I will be joined by Stella Tang. But let me wrap up part one of the show first. Here are the Wonder Girls and their song, Sweet and Easy. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming out shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Jang. Let's give Stella a chance to get settled in with a song break. Here is Jung Seung-hwan with his song Sapun. Shall we walk together? If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. And other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song is so much more than just one mere component of that song, so we like to take time each week to take a look at the lyrics of K-pop songs in our Thursday segment, and we have Stella Chang in the studio with us today. Welcome!
Hello!
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's such a nice weather.
Oh my gosh, today is so beautiful. Yesterday I was a little sad because, you know, I'm really kind of mini obsessed with the fine dust levels, and yesterday it was bad. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh no, we missed our like chance to just have that small, rare chance to have good air. But then today's good again.
Yeah, today's good again.
Yay!
And you can see it. I can see it when I'm coming to the studio.
Yeah.
Because when you're driving like alongside Han River.
Yes.
You can see how long you can see.
That's true.
How far you can see.
Absolutely. How is the visibility?
Yeah.
When I used to drive by the Han River to get here, it's basically how much can you see across the river? Because
sometimes it's just white.
Yeah. Like there's nothing across the river.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you can see not only the buildings,
the mountains,
you can see the snow caps on the mountains behind them. I mean, pretty crazy how far you can see.
And today is a nice day.
It's one of those days where we have clear vistas. So definitely hope that our listeners were able to enjoy a little bit of the weather today. Mm-hmm. I guess I enjoyed it on the drive. You enjoyed it on the drive as well.
Yeah.
That's good, right? Mm-hmm. At least we didn't completely stay inside sometimes. We got to be grateful for our schedules. Mm-hmm. Gets
and,
us out.
I arrived a little earlier today.
You did.
To KBS.
Yeah.
So I had the time to go for a walk in Yeouido Gongwon.
Yeah.
Is it called Yeouido Gongwon?
Yeouido Park, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I just walked like for 20 minutes, not more.
So nice.
But it was such a nice thing to do. And so many different flowers.
Yeah.
So we don't have much of cherry blossom these days because they're gone after the rains.
Yeah, they fell down and they're being replaced by green leaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now it's time for jindale and cheoljuk. I think. And they started blooming and it's beautiful.
The later spring flowers are starting to come out. Yeah. Jindale is already coming out. Time goes so fast.
Yeah.
Definitely so. We have MSK84, Sweet 030323, JS Lee, Kim Jisoo, K76373969, Update 2000, Alicia, K79802317, all saying, 수장님, hi, hi-yo, suha, suha.
Suha, suha.
So cute, right?
Thank you for your welcoming.
Yes, they're all very, very welcoming. They're all very, rather polite and nice on our Kong boards.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
It's because you're a nice person.
Oh, thank you. Then your fans must be super nice, too.
Oh,
and sweet. And cute, like you.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, it's nice to find kindred spirits, even in, you know, a fan-artist relationship. Absolutely so.
Yeah.
All right. Today we have kind of a fun and cute topic as well. What kind of songs will we be looking at today?
We will be looking at interjections and exclamations.
Okay.
We've gone through onomatopoeia.
Yes, we did.
And we never
sort
did
of an
interjection.
Yeah. We've never done interjections. Now, interjections or exclamations, I don't know what they're called in Korean.
감탄사?
Oh. There's a word. 감탄사?
I don't know if there's a better word.
Okay. Exclamation. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's not grammatically correct. It sometimes it's not even like a definite word.
Yeah.
But it basically it's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with the exclamation mark in the back.
Yeah, because like if you were to ask what O means, like you can't really tell.
You can't tell them, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it'll be kind of interesting to try and, because a lot of this is definitely going to be Korean interjections.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
It's interesting because I've lived a long time in France.
Yeah.
And then I know a little bit of English.
Yeah.
And they all have different interjections.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And it's so interesting because they basically mean nothing.
No.
But at the same time, they're not similar at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because
each means a very specific different thing.
Yeah. And in a lot of languages, for example, like mom or dad, they're quite similar because m is the first sound that a kid that a baby makes.
Mm-hmm.
So in Korean it's 엄마 and in French it's maman and mom. Mm-hmm. They're all similar.
Yeah.
But the interjections somehow they're built in a different way.
Yeah. Absolutely, they
so
are.
So they're all different.
They all are all different. And even in English, you'll have like the, oops, ew. Everything is a different emotion being conveyed, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be especially a lot of fun for our non-Korean listeners, especially those who kind of watch a lot of K-drama or K-pop videos. They're going to pick up a little bit of really important maybe exclamations or slang knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a look at lyrics of some really fantastic songs today, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the first song we'll be talking about?
Our first song is a classic. Mm. It's 엄마야 by 신승훈.
Oh, yeah.
From 2000. And everybody knows this song in Korea,
yeah,
I would
just
say.
As soon as you say 엄마야, it's hard to not sing it.
Yeah,
and just
even
sing it.
From the younger generation, I think even if they don't know 신승훈, I think they know this song.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, 엄마야, now if we just look at the word, it says, it's mom. In English, it means it's mom. But obviously, that's not what it means in Korean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I still think that it comes from the word 엄마.
Yeah,
mom,
exactly.
Because usually when you're lost, then you have to make a choice, and then you're a little,
you're at this dilemma.
It's as if unconsciously, like, you know that mom will be the answer.
Yes, you reach for that comfort thing, and for most people, that first comfort thing that comes to your mind unconsciously is mom.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, even in English, there's a, you know, a slight profanity where, you know, we use mother. But I'm not going to do the profanity, but mother, and you'll be like, in Korean, this is what we say when we're sort of...
surprised.
Yeah. 엄마야.
Yeah, it's usually like when the thing you say when someone surprises you, mm-hmm. like, in those contexts.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so what is surprising Shin Seung-gun? Why is he exclaiming this?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is not very clear for me in the song, because 엄마야 is very catchy.
Yes.
It's a very catchy beginning of a hook.
Yes.
Because it
yes.
starts with 엄마야. Mm-hmm. 엄마야, how do I make her come back? Please teach me. I'm so scared of the world without her.
So maybe it's maybe he just left. Maybe that person just left.
Yeah.
And he's shocked and surprised that she broke up with him and says no.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. now he's in shock mm-hmm. and he doesn't know what to do. So yeah. he screams out, 엄마야.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would know just how excited I was every day that finally a fate-like love has come to me. I prayed for the first time since being born mm-hmm. that I would not break up this time for someone to help me just once mm-hmm. so that I'd be able to protect this eternal love. But you're about to leave in search of another love when I don't even know what I'd done wrong.
Mm, I see. So it's essentially we've got kind of a breakup. I don't want her to go kind of situation is pretty typical, you know, nothing special in terms of that. But yeah. I think what's special is that I think Shin Seung-gun is playing on the word 엄마야 because mm-hmm. we say 엄마야 when we're surprised,
yeah.
but he's actually using the literal content, mm-hmm. mother. Mother, please teach me, right? Like he's actually calling to his mother.
Yeah.
And, talking about 태어나면 처음 기도했어, about being, since he was born, all these little things that sort of point to mm-hmm. his mother or mother relationship.
Yeah. And then comes the second refrain, mm. and it's a little different
yeah.
every time. And 엄마야, I need to have it my way just this time. I can't let you go. Please make me believe that there is love for me in this world.
Mm.
엄마야, I can't forget this. I'll never be able to love again. For the first time, I really loved with everything I've got.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So in terms of the story, we got something very clear-cut. But it's super, super catchy. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't realize that this was a breakup song.
Because it's very cheerful.
Yes.
And somehow, I don't know, it's very upbeat. Beat. I don't know.
Absolutely, it is. It's really upbeat, but he's sort of singing, no, I can't. I can't let this happen. I truly, truly liked her this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bridge, mm-hmm. he says, please don't leave. I'm not myself without you.
Yeah.
Please come back to my side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So everything here is very desperate.
It's sort of a pleading. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Sweet 030323 actually remembers the... I guess there was choreography from when Shin Seung-gun performed 엄마야. So it's going to be a good nostalgic song for some of our listeners.
Oh.
All right. Oh, for his concerts, I think he maybe made people do something.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's enjoy and listen. It's the first song of the day for our segment, The Words, Shin Seung-gun with 엄마야. We just heard 엄마야 by Shin Seung-gun. We were kind of laughing here off mic, Stella and I, because Kim Ji-soo said, the story in the song and the exclamation or interjection of 엄마야 does not really fit that well.
I think they fit well from the sound point of view.
Like me too. It sounds super
sonority.
Natural.
Yeah,
yeah it sounds extremely natural when you listen to the song. And I mm-hmm. think Shin Seung-gun started with what sounded good, then just completed that story. But, you know, he wasn't, you know, writing poetry. He was
yeah,
making a fun
song.
He wasn't
ready to let go of that.
Omaya! I mean, what else can you put there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
It's almost like some kind of... instrumental source
yeah.
in the song.
Almost. Yes, yeah. It definitely does. It takes on kind of a more than just being one lyric of the song. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. We just heard 엄마야, and our next song, congratulations to J.S. Lee. He guessed that we would talk about it. Everybody was throwing out little suggestions at the beginning when you were talking about the topic.
Interjection.
And I think this is definitely one of the ones I would have guessed as well. But
yeah.
Our next song is?
Is 어머나 by 장윤정.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't really bring a lot of trot songs to the show.
No. So this will be kind of fun. And out of all the trot songs, this is really fun. And even non-trot fans know this song, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this song brought Chang Yun-jung to the title of Trot Queen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's such a catchy song. Mm-hmm. And here, maybe you will see more link with the lyrics and 어머나.
Yes.
And 어머나 is the interjection that you use all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to 엄마야, mm-hmm. but 엄마나 is like when you're shocked.
And it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually when you say 어머나, mm-hmm. it goes with 어머나 세상에.
Oh my word. Yeah. Oh my world. Oh, worlds, yes. It's something, and it's also something that you're shocked. Yeah. It could be positive, it could be negative. Mm-hmm. Here it's negative.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. somehow 어머 sounds a little bit like oh my.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And in French,
or like,
too,
kind like of like a OMG.
Oh mon dieu, you know.
Yes. Another OM something something.
Yeah.
And it all comes from what you were talking about, that basic instinct of the M sound and the open vowel sounds being the first kind of things that's just sort of the sounds that we make.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh my goodness, or 어머나, or mm-hmm. oh mon dieu, right? It's all very similar to me, too.
And you can't even use it like without the na, or something that comes after oh my. You can only say oh my, you know?
Yeah.
And here you can you could also say oh mon mon mon.
Yeah, exactly. And, I say that a lot.
Yeah, and and the repetition, like oh mon 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 mon.
Exactly. And then this is all like, no way, oh no. Right, yeah. So that's a good English translation of it. What's going on? Why is she singing? It's such a catchy song.
Yeah.
어머나, 어머나.
It starts with 어머나, 어머나. Mm. Don't do this. A woman's heart is like reeds in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
No, why are you doing this? Don't ask. You can't want anything from me anymore.
Oh, so actually have kind of a similar situation as the character in Shin Seung-woo's song. No, don't leave me. Why are you breaking up with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think maybe here it's a little different than the breakup because they just met. They just met, but she's afraid to fall in love too deeply, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
So, although I met you for the first time today, mm-hmm. you are my love.
I see.
Even though when we go our own ways, mm-hmm. we'll become strangers and pretend not to know each other.
Ooh.
Oh.
Sounds like some sort of like a one day sum.
Yeah, and she's been hurt before.
Yes.
And I like you. I love you. I love you like a lie.
Oh, there's that like a lie we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Called in my charam. I love you like a lie. Like, I just can't believe it how much I love you.
Yeah. You may not be an awesome hero in a novel or a movie, but it's okay. Tell me. For you, I'll give my all.
Yes. Yeah. And then the very, very famous refrain, 어머나. Oh,
yeah.
Don't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then a woman's heart is like the wind. No, why are you doing this? Let go of me. You can't want any more from me.
Okay. We don't quite ever find out what that person is doing, per se.
Yeah.
To make her exclaim, oh no, oh my goodness, or 어머나. And
yeah, maybe she's just trying to play hard to get.
Yeah. And in the very beginning, she says, 여자 마음은 갈 때랍니다. Like reeds in the wind. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that changes, which I think should be significant. 여자 마음은 바람입니다. Not now, she is the wind.
Yeah.
So not only is she weak and fragile emotionally, but she's also like the wind. You can't grab
onto her. Just catch
it, Exactly. So yeah, a little hard to get as well. It's sort of a twist, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Showing a stronger side. Let's enjoy and listen. Did you want to say something else?
No.
I thought I cut you off.
Oh, no.
Okay, then let's listen. Here's Chang Yun-jung with 어머나. And that was the famous 어머나 by Jang Yun-jung. Stella and I were listening to it from beginning to end. We don't even remember if we ever actually just sat down and listened to this song like this very closely. And
Very surprisingly, I know the whole song.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We all know every part. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to kind of, you know, sit down here for thanks to live radio and get to listen. And I have to say, she's great.
She's a great singer.
She is a great singer. She really sells this song.
Yeah.
It's a hit for good reason. Mm-hmm. Even though the lyrics don't completely really make sense to me, but it's okay. It's catchy and it's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Having lots of fun. Lots of our Kung listeners are sort of debating. So is OMG like 어머나 or is it closer to 세상에 or mm-hmm. they're little fine little lines and stuff. But we're going to move away. Those are all interchangeable. We're going to go with something completely different now.
Yeah. From now on, we're going to listen to the songs with interjection as a title, but they have another meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
The double meaning.
All word plays. Absolutely so. Yeah. That's what our remaining songs have in common. And what are we going to start with?
We start with my song,
yay,
which is Aigo. And in English, it's I go. And when Liz brought up the topic of interjections,
yeah,
I didn't even think of this song. And then reminded me that I had an interjection song. So
yes.
I was like, oh, yeah, I did.
Yes.
I never thought of it. And yeah, so this is my song that came out 3 years ago. And basically, in the whole song, there's only I go in English.
Yes.
But I wanted to put the title in Korean, mm-hmm. I go, because I go is what you say in Korean when you're in pain.
When you're in pain or if you're tired.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I go.
Yeah. And it's even a little different from aiku, you know, because aiku is cute.
So young, so aiku is also sort of associated with I'm so tired because it's a more mature expression.
Yeah.
You don't really see like 10-year-olds going aiku.
Yeah, when you see it, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Younger kids will, unless they're being sarcastic, but younger kids will probably go aiku.
Yeah.
I think IU is very popularized aiku to a lot of global fans.
Yeah, and aiku is also used to sympathize with other people. When,
like, that's a shame.
Yeah. Aiku, 어떡해. You
know? Yeah, oh no, what to do? Another oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But aigo always going to be sort of in a aigo, you know, poor thing.
Yeah, and I can't really...
or poor me.
I can't stop thinking about a funeral. Because in Korean,
yeah,
in a lot of funerals, you can hear this.
You hear it a lot because actually when people cry, this is also a very natural exclamation to come out of a mourning situation,
mm-hmm.
like a keening situation. Aigo, 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 just bemoaning, right? And at a loss and despair. So there's lots of a big spectrum for
mm-hmm.
aigo. It could be just very like, aigo. I lost my socks. Or her extreme ultimate despair, mourning mm-hmm. and loss.
But in all those situations, mm-hmm. aigo is not really considered as a positive interjection.
No.
So here I just wanted to play on the word I go in English because even if we have all those situations in our lives where we have to say I go in Korean, but still time only goes in one way, in one direction.
Right.
So you have to go.
So for me, every time I, you know, listen to this song, I feel like you gave the problem and the situation in one phrase.
Yeah.
You know, which is... So there's a lot going on. And, you know, when you say things get hard,
mm-hmm.
I go. And it works both ways. Because when you say when things get hard, we say, I go.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What a shame. Pity.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also say, you just got to go.
Yeah.
You just got to move on.
Yeah. So it starts with the refrain.
Mm-hmm.
I go. Without looking back, I go. Long way to go. I take a deep breath and I go.
I love that. Clever.
And then comes the verse
mm-hmm.
where the Korean aigo is little It's inside, but it's never really said.
Exactly. It's not explicitly said. It's only explicit in the title.
Mm-hmm. The sole of my shoe is wearing down. There are multiple holes in my bag on my back. My t-shirt is in tatters, but I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I gotta go.
Yes.
I go. Without looking back, I go. Long way to go. I take a deep breath and I go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And follow the stars, one day you will find your way.
Mm-hmm.
Past the mountain and the valley, across the rushing river. Now, where am I now? What if this isn't the path? My steps keep getting heavier. But I gotta go.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there are a lot of difficult things that that keeps you from going forward.
Right.
But you have no choice.
Right. And, it, you know, you're... For you, you're saying just pick a path in this song. Pick a path and you'll find the way. You will make progress. And even if you make progress, you might find a time where you're going, wait,
yeah.
Is this the right way? Is the wrong way? We'll always hit that crossroad. And when you do, you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the song itself also really want to get you moving. You want to start moving. This is sort of the Stella's version of Trubar, you know?
Yeah, it's like the walking song.
Yes, it's fantastic. So let's all enjoy. It's perfect for a beautiful day like today, too. Here is Stella's song, I Go.
I go, I go, 뒤도 돌아보지 않고 I go.
We just listened to Stella Dang with I Go. J.S. Lee says, oh, I'm driving. This is perfect for driving. I go.
Oh, it's a nice drive
I go.
Song.
Yes, it's perfect for driving, walking, moving forward.
Yeah.
in a general forward direction by any means, this
yeah,
song is
it could
just
be, like,
perfect.
For bicycle, too.
Yes, I remember you were on a bicycle for the picture.
Yeah.
I think it was, yes, because we got the little bicycle bell in there for a nice effect. All right. Now we are talking about exclamations that are, they're interjections in the title.
Yeah.
But then we're sort of playing on, I guess, the homonym, which is, you know, I go sounds the same as
yeah.
I go, but it's
and
two it's different
usually
things.
The homonym for English.
Sure. Absolutely. So, so we're continuing on this trend with our next song as well.
Our next song is 8. By IU featuring Suga.
Yes.
And in Korean, 8 is an interjection.
Yes.
And in English, it's number 8.
And they specify the number 8 as the English official title.
Mm-hmm.
8. Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody knows this song.
And, yeah, big hit.
The content of the song has nothing to do with the title.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe they do, but in a personal way, I think, for IU.
But it's not explicit in the title.
Yeah, there's nothing about the interjection 8 or the number 8.
No.
I think this is what she experienced through her age, like through her year when she was 28.
Exactly.
In Korean age.
Yes.
And IU always writes songs about her age, her development, like from 23.
She's like
through,
Adele.
Yeah. And in Palette, she sang about
23?
Her 25.
Oh, I'm 25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then here she wrote about 8.
8.
Yeah.
Denoting her 28th year. So lots of different meanings going on here.
Yeah.
And we needed that cultural context to figure it out. And yes, but 8. 8. What does that in and itself mean? 8.
In Korean, like, the interjection 8 is like when you give up on something. When,
yeah.
When you're done with something.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, I'm so done. 8.
Yeah.
Like, you're just tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no really a translation.
And it's like,
know.
Yeah. I don't know in English. That's the only thing I can think of in English is the psh. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. But yeah, it's sort of like when you're kind of done with it. So yeah.
Yeah.
J.S. Lee actually didn't know that 8 was that 8.
Yeah.
8?
Yeah, I think in French it'll be just like PFFF. Like,
yes. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm done. And yeah, in Korea, it's like, you know, you look at something, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of this 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we already have an emotion in the title, just like 아이고, right? And then with that, we approach the lyrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you happy now? Finally happy now, are you? I'm still the same. I think I've lost it all. Everything comes as it wills and leaves without saying goodbye. The way things are, I don't want to love anything. I travel in the memories that have been worn out as much as they could be.
Mm.
So she had to experience something tragic, maybe.
Yeah.
And we, under the orange sun, dance together without shadows. There is no such thing as a determined end. Let's meet in the memory that was beautiful.
So there's something that's ended, but this character wants to just sort of stay.
Stay and live that moment again and again.
Exactly. Which has many different meanings here. It could be this relationship where that is going to be talked about because it is a duet. Mm-hmm. Or it could also be just a reflection of that age. You know, my 20s is passing by.
Yeah.
And you're kind of faced with the end of a decade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in that moment,
they
the protagonist will be young forever.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she says, forever young, forever we young.
Forever we young if we stay in those memories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if it's a nightmare like this one, I'll never wake up.
Ooh, dark.
And then comes Suga's part.
Yes.
Island. Yes, this is an island, a small island we each made. Forever young. Mm-hmm. The word eternity is like a sandcastle. Goodbye is like an emergency alert message. A morning that I greet together with longing. Each past this eternity, let's be sure to meet again on this island.
So there this seems to be this agreement to, you know what, let's just preserve time capsule.
Yeah,
our
and just stay there.
And just stay here, right? Mm-hmm. And even if we have to move on, let's come back to this place. Obviously, emotionally and mentally, right?
Yeah. Like the words of someone who comforted me in passing, it's not easy to erase the memories that are only a palm's length long. Even after time's passing, still, at the place that holds me back.
Mm-hmm.
And she repeats the refrain.
Yeah.
And the other refrain is, lying on each other, we share stories that aren't said.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as a depressing conclusion. Forever, I'll meet you in this memory.
Yes. So what we get here, especially, I like these four lines you just read, because we're kind of lying on top of each other. We're sprawled on top of each other, like best friends will do, or like a couples will do.
Yeah.
And we share stories that aren't sad. There's no such thing as a depressing conclusion, which automatically means that the opposite is true.
Yeah.
It means that they are in a story that is really sad, or they're surrounded by stories that have depressing conclusions. That's why they need to escape.
Mm-hmm.
So I like lyrics like this where they give you extra information by giving you different information. pretty good. A lot deeper than you would think, and, you know, in contrast to the feel of the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because when you see the title 8,
like
you can't really imagine what it's going to be about.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But coming from IU, maybe it makes more sense.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And having a little context about how she chronicles her life in relation to how she experiences
and,
it in her age.
What she had to go through in these periods of her life.
Absolutely so. So that gives us a lot of important context to, you know, take a new and refreshing listen to a song I'm sure we all have heard before. So let's enjoy. Here's IU with 8 featuring Suga. That was IU featuring Suga with 8. We got some additional interesting information from our producer that you turn 8 on the flip side, actually, that figure 8 is an infinite sign, infinity sign. So stuck in an infinite loop really matches some of the themes that we read in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a kind of a good additional layer there.
Yeah.
All right.
Our last song is a little different.
Oh, this song is funny because for me, I feel like it's sort of intentionally depending its success on mispronunciation.
Oh.
A little bit. I don't know.
I remember listening to this song for the first time, and I was so shocked because right? I loved it. This yeah. song is so cool.
It's fun. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, it's Her by Block B. And I intentionally
said it perfectly. You said it perfectly.
Her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So H-E-R, her, as in she, a female somebody. But the way you said it, it's an interjection in Korean.
Yeah, in Korean, you say her, like in a lot of different situations.
Yes.
And when you're shocked, like it could just work anywhere.
And this is a newer kind of interjection. We weren't saying her 10 years ago.
I think, like, it's not more than, like, 10 years old. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe 10 years ago, but not 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not one of the... All up until now, a lot of it was very traditional, right? 엄마야, 어머나, 아이고. These are very... have been in the lexicon for many generations. But 헐 is a little more fresh, newer. Even though, you know, 40-year-olds say it now, but 50-year-olds say it now.
Yeah.
Because it's
and
so common.
And 헐 can just... be anywhere and everywhere. It could mean anything and everything. And when you eat something that's too delicious, you're like, "Hor!" You know. And then something like so unexpected happens, you're like, "Hor!"
You're surprised. So "Hor!" is a multi-purpose.
Yeah, and
good
when,
for anything.
When you're told something that's not very good for you,
yeah.
like you're like, "Hor!"
It depends on your delivery. Yeah. Stella does a great job. So it can mean lots of different things, but mostly it's sort of like this, I'm processing.
Yeah.
In every meaning that you use it, it's sort of like a what in
yeah.
English, right?
Yeah.
Like, huh?
And it also depends on the punctuation you put after that 헐.
Yep.
Yeah, it could be a question mark, mm-hmm. an exclamation mark, mm-hmm. or dot, dot, dot. You
yep.
know?
Absolutely. And in this song, in this case, it's definitely an exclamation mark.
Yay.
Yes.
And it starts with another interjection.
Yes.
English interjection.
Yes.
It starts with Jesus.
Yes. So we had this emphatic emotion from the very beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Jesus, what words would I need? Mm-hmm. Everyone calls you a piece of art. Just mm-hmm. a little bit of you. I cherish you fiercely, baby.
Ah, so yeah. here we have the subject comes up, her. She
yeah.
is the subject.
Mm-hmm. And then we have, oh, wow. Surprising. She's gorgeous as could be. Ordinary women wouldn't even dare show her business card. They'd just get together with one another and talk behind you.
So we've got this amazingly gorgeous woman who is sort of the object of affection for Block B in
yeah.
this case.
And beware the wolves around you. All they care about is the looks, as if I've been hit in the back of my head with a hammer. My head is ringing and I'm dizzy.
Mm.
Jesus, what words would I need? Mm-hmm. Everyone calls you a piece of art. Just a little bit of you, I cherish you fiercely, baby. Every single bit of you is pretty.
Yes.
And her, her,
Yeah.
And her, I'm flabbergasted. And then everyone other than you is ordinary.
Yes. So it's just this huge exclamation about this girl is so great. And the hook, refrain that you just read is brilliant because it's just double whammy, right?
Yeah.
It's hurt. Like, this is how he feels in exclamation when he thinks about her, but it's also her.
Yeah, the person.
The person.
So smart.
Yeah, super smart.
I can't believe that it's from 2014.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
And also worth noting that this is a Zico composition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those breathtaking curves knocks me out right away. I need suction amidst the fools that just overwhelm. You're a boxer who doesn't miss anything. My Olivia Hussey?
My Olivia Hussey. How does Hussey. He even know who she is?
I mean, everybody knows Olivia
okay,
Hussey.
Okay, I guess in Korea. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Who has talent and does not bluff. And in Korean, yeah. this is Hussey. So
yes, Hussey.
It rhymes, kind of rhymes with Hussey.
With Hussey. It's yeah. very intentional mm-hmm. wordplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That personality and the perfect shape, I want to hug and kisses.
Very, very good.
Yeah. And I was emotionless like a rock, but I've become a fool like this. When I come to, I'm in front of you. Oh, could you be my real love?
And it's nice because here it's not just she's gorgeous, but for him it's just all of her. All yeah. aspects of her. Every single bit of you is pretty, including her personality, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty. If someone comes and talks to you, just throw him a smile, but not your number.
Nope. Yeah. So cute.
And wipe that drool. Get back. Stop your talk. Baby, I'm all yours.
Right. So now even getting to like a protective mode.
Yeah.
Like I just want, she's like my precious treasure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then we have the her.
Uh-huh. Her.
Absolutely. Really, really smart song. All three of these songs at the end, where it's a play on the interjection, I thought mm-hmm. was a lot of fun to look at, starting with your song, 아이고. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. This is the last song of the segment. It's actually time to say goodbye not only to you, Stella, but time to say goodbye to everybody. So thank you, Stella.
Her.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. Here is Black B with Her. Jesus, 무슨 말이 필요해? 모두 널 작품이라고 불러.